approaching the final decade of the century, Carnegie Steel is more profitable than ever. Carnegie rewards Frick by making him chairman of his company.
Happy New Year!
The second most powerful man in steel. But for Frick, it's not enough. He wants his boss's seat at the table. Frick's father had been a failure, and now he wants to make sure that everyone knows he's not his father. Frick purchases land in the hills east of Pittsburgh. On it, he builds a members-only club for some of the wealthiest men in the country. The South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club sits on a huge artificial lake where club members can boat and fish.
Now the problem, Henry, remains that we are so...
Even Carnegie joins the club.
It doesn't seem like a problem to me. We know who our friends are and we know how to please them.
Yes, and you can always buy a man. However, if it's possible not to, I would think that that's a bit...
Excuse me just for one moment.
To create their playground, the club takes control of the South Fork Dam, holding 20 million tons of water, the largest dam of its kind in the world. Just 14 miles downriver lies Johnstown, a working-class community of steel workers and their families, who live under the constant threat that the next rainstorm will wash away the dam. City officials beg Frick to strengthen the dam, but he ignores their pleas completely.